弟兄姊妹，我今天交通的这个，虽然我定的题目是恢复起初的爱。
So brothers and sisters, my topic for today is restore the first love.
但这个题目只是我交通的一部分的内容。
So the topic is just part of my fellowship, content.
但我今天愿意交通的主要是我对于这次特会的一些的反思跟一些的思想。
What I want to share the most are the reflections after the special conference.
愿主恢复我这个人，也愿主恢复众弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord restore myself and also restore brothers and sisters.
我们先来读启示录的第二章。
Let's first read Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章一到七节。
Revelation chapter 2, 1 to 7.
启示录第二章一到七节。你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事，我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you can bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found they're liars. And you have preserved and have patience and have labored for my name's sake, have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. But this, you have, that you hate the deeds of Nicolaitans, which I also hate.He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
启示录七个教会书信，我在这里只念以弗所教会第一个书信。
So for all the seven letters to the churches, I'll only read the letter to Ephesus.
但是七个教会的书信都是相当类似的模式 pattern。
But for all the seven letters to the churches, they're of the same pattern.
然后这边我要多念一些其他的地方讲到悔改。
I'll read some more scriptures on repentance.
比如说第二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
我只念前面那句话，所以你当悔改。
Repent.
OK. 这边是讲到有巴兰的教训里的光景，一个堕落坠落的光景，要悔改。
So here's talks about fall into the condition of the fallen nature of Balaam, and you need to repent.
二章二十一节
，Chapter 2 verse 21.
我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。
And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent.
这是另一个。堕落的教会，神要他们悔改。
This is another fallen church. God needs them to repent.
可惜给过机会，他们却不悔改。
God gave them an opportunity, but they did not repent.
第三章第三节
，Chapter 3, verse 3.
第三章第三节，我只讲并要悔改
，and repent.
呀，这边是讲到说一个。暗明是活的，其实是死的一个失败的教会，神要他悔改。
Here's the church of failure, and by name it's alive, but in reality it's dead. But God asked them to repent.
然后再念三章十九节
，Chapter 3 verse 19。
最后那边他说也要悔改
，and repent。
今天是讲到一个不冷不热的一个失败的教会，神要他们悔改。
Here also talks about a church who fell into the failure and is lukewarm, and God asked them to repent.
弟兄姊妹，我们再有一点点简单的祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主啊，求你开通我们的耳朵。
Lord, please open our ears.
叫我们听见你的呼喊。
So that we can hear your crying.
好叫我们许多的人心回转来归向。
And so all of our hearts can turn back to you.
主啊，愿你使用这段的时间。
Lord, may you use this time.
主啊，你在这里。
Lord, you are here.
主啊，当你在这里的时候，我们说，主啊，我们愿意来静听。
Lord, when you are here, we all want to say to you, Lord, we are all here listening.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
启示录第二跟第三章的七封的书信，其实是主非常一个严肃的一个呼喊。
So all the seven letters in Revelation chapter 2 and 3 are serious and stern. Crying out from the Lord.
对，在当中你感觉主的话语非常的严厉。
And you can feel the Lord's words are very stern.
但今天我们的问题是，我们的耳朵好像听不见。
But today our problem is that our ear, we cannot even hear it.
对，我们可以读过这些的经文。
We can read through all the scriptures.
但是里面却没有一个，却没有感觉。
But you don't have the sense within.
就好像我们有一种听觉，它在慢慢的，就像我老年之后，慢慢那个听觉就渐渐丧失了。
It seems like after we're getting old, you're losing this ability to listen, to hear.
看过听见，却好像没有听到。
And you see and you listen, but you haven't seen anything, you haven't heard anything.
所以当我这次回到主的面前的时候
，And this time after I come back to the Lord.
对，我告诉主说，主啊，我愿意回到零点，回到原点，再来重新读启示录二三章。
And I told my Lord, I want to start from zero, come back to the beginning and reread the Revelation chapter 2.
对，有些弟兄姊妹，也许你已经读过、听过很多次了。
Many brothers and sisters, you have read it for many, many times.
对，我们试着这样做，好像我是第一次在听。
Please try this. Take this as the first time you're listening.
对，我好像我在第一次读这些。神一个严肃的话语。
And this is the first time you're reading the word of God.
希望主更新我们那个听觉。
May the Lord renew our hearing.
所以当我们听的时候，我们里面能够感受到主的那个负担跟主的那个里面的那个严肃。
Well, I'm listening, I can truly feel the burden and the serious sense of the Lord.
我这边有几个我想到的一个印象。我们一同来思想。
I have a few impressions on the revelation, so we can all meditate on this.
就第一个印象啊，就在这七个教会里面，神点出了教会有很多的问题。
So for all the seven churches, God pointed out many issues.
对，教会的问题其实就是我们这些人的问题。
So the issues of the church are the issues of us.
然后在神的感觉里面，他觉得这些的问题是很巨大的问题。
In God's perspective, these problems and issues are very big.
也就是说，我们对于我们来讲，我们可能信主了，好像就过我们的生活聚会的日子，我们来聚会等等。
For us, after we believe in the Lord, we just live our daily life and come to the meeting, take it as a routine.
对，我们很少有一种感觉，就在我的身上有一种巨大的问题。
We rarely sense that there is a great problem within me.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们好好来读主的话。
Brothers and sisters, let's take the word of God seriously.
因为我们的神他甚至说，他说我要责备你。
Because our God even says, I will rebuke you.
他的意思是说，我是要反对你，就是我跟你是站在不同的一边的。
What our God means is, I'm standing on the opposite side of you.
这弟兄姊妹，想想看，当我们站在这边，神却站在一个相反的位置，这岂不是一个很大的问题
？Brother and sister, think about it. We're standing here, and the Lord is standing on the opposite side. Isn't that a very big issue?
他甚至大到一个地步，神觉得 这个灯台应该被挪去。
And to a degree, God feels this lampstand should be taken out, should be removed.
对，换句话说，他觉得这个问题到一个程度呢，他觉得这整个教会并没有存在的意义。
So God feels, and to some degree, this church doesn't have meaning to even exist.
他觉得说这个教会这个情形，因着这些问题呢，还不如不在。
This condition of the church is even better to remove the lampstand.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以听到那个神的一个感觉吗？
Brothers and sisters, can we hear the Lord's sense and
feel? 对，他感觉这个问题非常的严重。严重到一个地步，他觉得这个都不算数。
In Lord's eyes, this issue is very severe, and the Lord is not looking at anything what we're doing.
那对于以弗所教会来讲，
Regarding the Church of Ephesus,
对，也就是说，不管你做了多少劳苦的工作，不管你聚了多少的会，
No matter how much you labor, you work, you gather together,
然后神都觉得不算数。
The God is not looking at it, it's not counted.
因为他说，你在这种情形底下，我在这种我跟你站在对立面的情形底下，所有的事情呢，我都可以拿掉，都不要了。
Because the Lord is standing on the opposite side, and He can remove everything.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的第一个印象应该要有跟神一样的里面的那个感觉。
So brother and sister, the first impression, we are supposed to have the same sense of our Lord.
对，神觉得有，我们可能感觉没有神的那个程度那么的大。
Maybe our level of sense is not match our Lord.
但这是我们要去听。
But we need to listen.
对，我们不能够把没有把大的问题把它好像就随便糊弄啊，就是随便就跳过去了。
We cannot take lightly of the big issues.
然后第二个印象
，the second impression，
神是看我们的人的里面，他并不是看外表。
The God looks at the inward, not the outward.
哇，当我读的时候，我觉得神看所有的事情。
When I read the scriptures, I feel the Lord is looking at everything.
对，是的，他说我们在聚会，我们在工作，在传福音，他其实都晓得。
Yes, we're gathering here and we're working, and He knows everything.
对，因为神爱我们，因为神顾念他的教会。
Because God cares for us, cares for His own church.
所以我们在做的所有的事情呢，他都晓得。
Whatever we're doing here, the Lord knows it all.
然后有好的地方，也有坏的地方，他全部都看见，全部都知道。
There are good aspects, there are bad aspects, and He knows it all.
然后当我们在读这些书信的时候呢，我们发现就算被责备的，就算是责备的很厉害的教会，
While we're reading the scriptures here, even for those church who are rebuked seriously,
都有好的行为。
They all have some good deeds.
就他们都有一些好的外表的表现。
So they all have some outward good appearance.
诶，在这边你会发现，人的判断跟神的判断会有很大的不同。
And you can see here, the man's judgment is very different from God's judgment.
如果是人的判断的话，他会觉得，诶，这个教会其实看起来是很不错，很兴旺的。
From man's judgment, you can see, look at the outward appearance. It's very prosperous.
所以我们有时候判断的时候也被一些外表的行为表现所蒙蔽。
And very often we're blinded by the outward appearance.
但当神看的时候呢，他是看人的内心。
But when the Lord looks at you, He's looking at your inside.
对，他知道外表，他知道外面做的事情。
He knows everything on the outside.
但更关键的是，他是在看人的内心。
What He cares more, He's looking at your inward.
当他看人的内心的时候，他发现，哦，就算在外面做得非常的忙碌，好像做得非常的好看。
And well, He's looking at your heart, and even though you are very busy doing a lot of things on the outward,
但是里面那个属灵的实际已经失去了。
But the inward spirituality is losing.
这批弟兄姊妹呢，虽然做很多事情，但是里面那个起初的爱已经失去了。
This group of brothers and sisters, they're doing a lot of things, very busy, but they're losing their first love.
然后在神的感觉里面，只要里面那个起初的爱失去的话，
In God's perspective, as long as you lose your first law,
你整个教会整个聚会就像一个空的壳子。
The whole meeting, the whole church is like an empty shell.
也就是呀，就是你把一个鸡蛋里面 没有可以吃的蛋，只有一个空的壳子。
Look at the egg, and the inside you cannot eat it, just empty shell.
我们每个个人也是如此。
It's the same for every individual.
对，当我们里面失去了那个实质，那个起初的爱的时候。
When you lose the reality within you, the first love.
对，你可能还是在祷告。
And you're still praying.
你还是可以讲一些好像很不错的交通。
You can still fellowship and some very spiritual sounding words.
对，但当神看这个人的内心的时候。
But when the Lord looks at your heart.
他说整个人一看起来是一个空壳子。
Your whole being is like an empty shell.
所以就算是那些没有被责备的教会。
And even for those churches who are not rebuked by the Lord.
神仍然知道人的软弱。
God also knows the weakness of man.
他说是你在受苦没有错。
Yes, you are suffering, that's right.
但是主仍然鼓励他们不要怕。
But the Lord has also encouraged them, do not be afraid.
是的，菲拉铁菲教会在遵守主忍耐的道。
Yes, the Church of Philadelphia, they're obeying the perseverance of the Word of God.
仍然鼓励他们，你们要持守。
The Lord encouraged them to hold fast.
换句话说，纵然你今天的光景在神眼中是对的。
In another word, even your spiritual condition is right before the Lord.
对，你在受苦，你在弟兄相爱。
You are suffering, you are loving each other.
但是神一看就看到人的本相跟内心。
But the Lord looks at your inward reality and your heart.
神仍然鼓舞他们不要害怕。
The God is encouraging them, do not be afraid.
要坚持，要往得胜的路上，得胜到底。
And hold fast and overcome until the end.
所以在这个第二个印象里面，我们知道说神不是只看表面。
So for a second impression, God is not only looking at your outward appearance.
神是看人里面真正那个内心还有里面的实质。
The Lord is looking at your real substance in your heart.
然后第三个印象。
The third impression.
对，第三个印象里面就是你会发现神不是在注重你有没有在犯罪或是说你的生活的行为。
For the third impression, you can know the Lord is, the focus of the Lord is not looking at whether you're sinning or whether you have a good behavior.
我希望这边不要听错哈，就是说神当然不愿意我们犯罪。
Don't misunderstand. Of course, God doesn't want us to sin.
但是当你在读七封教会书信的时候。
But when you're reading the seven letters of the church.
神没有在，比较不是，他没有在着重说 ,OK, 我这个人有没有发脾气，有没有说谎，有没有贪心犯罪等等。
The Lord's focus is not are you angry, are you jealous, are you just doing some sinful things.
所以他比较不是在注重我们生活的一些的行为表现。
It's not about, the focus is not about your behavior in your life.
这个跟我们人的天性是有不同的。
This is very different from human nature.
对，人的天性是说我这个生活要利用时间，我要做好，我不要发脾气。
Our human nature always feels we need to be disciplined and do not be angry and do everything right.
然后当别人看的时候，就觉得这个人整个那个生活状态，他的外表的那个表现很不错。
When others look at you, then people will feel you're a pretty good person. You have a good appearance.
所以哈，当我们在读在思想的时候，要注意神到底在注重什么？到底在看什么东西？
So when we are reading and meditating, we need to focus on what God is looking at.
也就是说，我们在旧约里面有一句很重要的话，就是行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
In the Old Testament, there is the phrase and do the things that is right before the eyes of the Lord.
反过来就是说，我们有一种情形是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And on the opposite side, we're doing the evil things in the side of the Lord.
然后我们在这边有一些情形是人眼中觉得是好的事。
There are a lot of things in man's eyes, it's pretty good things.
对，人所看的就是说，在这个聚会里面，有多少人，有没有很多人。
And people look at how many people are gathering here in the church.
然后我们在这边一同查经，他那个资料，查经的资料是否完整，那个查经的计划是否非常的完备。
We're doing Bible study here, they're looking at it for material complete, it's a schedule pretty settled.
然后这个教会有没有正在传福音呢？
It's the church preaching the gospel.
这个教会有没有 毕竟要有祷告聚会呢
？Is the church having the prayer meeting every week？
所以在人的眼光来看，哎，这些是好像一个好的一个样式。
In man's eyes, this is some pretty good format.
然后对于个人来讲，也有类似的情况。
And for individual, it's the same.
哎，我们的天性就说，哎，我平常生活有没有在读圣经
？Our human nature feels, am I reading my Bible every day？
对，我的生活有没有在浪费时间，还是我觉得我在？很好的使用我的时间。
Am I wasting my time or am I disciplined?
对，我主日聚会我有没有开口祷告
？Do I pray on the Sunday meeting?
啊，来到查经的时候我有没有有点分享
？And in the fellowship meeting, do I share?
哎，我们在注意这些事情。
This is our focus.
但是神注意的就很不一样。
But God's focus is very different.
然后当我们在二三章的时候，我们仔细去想，就觉得神好像注意的事情跟我刚刚讲的。有所不同。
In chapter 2 and chapter 3 in Revelation, if you seriously look at it, God's focus is very different.
他在问一些问题。
God is asking some questions.
你是否还从心中的深处还在爱我吗？
Are you loving me out of the bottom of your heart?
你有没有在不要与马门世界融合？
Are you separating yourself from the world and from Mammon?
Yeah.你有没有分别专一的欢喜乐意的把自己奉献给主呢
？Are you separated and joyfully consecrate yourself to the Lord？
你是否正在有个心智，我愿意为主而活
？Do you have a will? I want to live for my Lord。
你今天的那个整个生活整个光景有那种生命的活力吗
？Today your spiritual condition, do you have the power of life？
你里面是否对神的事情、对神的家？还有火吗
？Do you have the fire for the spiritual things and for God's house？
还是说你已经冷掉了呢
？Or you have totally become cold？
对，弟兄姊妹注意哈，神在这个书信，他在注意这些事情。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. The Lord's focus is these spiritual matters.
他不是在看我们的生活或是聚会的外面的那些各样的状况。
God is not looking at various conditions in your life and in the outward appearance.
对，没有错哈，这些的状况，如果可以的话，应该是有一个好的光景。
Indeed, we supposed to have good conditions for our outward appearance.
他这边的问题是说，如果我们刚才讲的那些神看重的事情，如果我们失去的话
，The real key is here. If we're losing the focus what we shared from the Lord.
然后我们所有外面再怎么好的一个状况呢，在神眼中都没有价值。
Whatever good appearance from the outward, from the outside, it doesn't count in God's eyes.
到了一个程度，他都觉得这个整个灯台都可以挪去不要。
To a point, God feels this lampstand can be removed.
但是如果我们里面的光景是对的
，However, if your inner condition is right,
常常有那个生命。
You often have the power of life.
然后有圣灵的膏油。
You have the anointing from the Holy Spirit.
主常答应听我们的祷告做事。
God often listen to your prayer and do things in your life.
里面对主有一个单纯的爱慕。
And you have a simple heart and love for the Lord.
对神的感觉里面火热，你感觉有火。
And you have fire for God's things.
如果里面的光景是对的
，If your inner condition is right,
你会发现。你所有的读经、祷告、聚会、传福音都变成是对的。
You will see like your Bible study, your Bible reading, the preaching of the gospel, the gatherings, everything will be right.
如果失去的话
，if you lose that，
然后我们还是在做这些事情
，and we're still doing everything scheduled，
恐怕神的眼光是说，在行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Maybe the Lord will say you are doing the evil things in the eyes of the Lord.
哇，这个是一个很大的提醒。
This is a great warning.
你做的外面做的很好。
Yes, you are doing everything right from the outward.
里面那个东西失去了。
But your inner substance, it's gone.
然后从神的那个眼光来看，你在行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
From God's perspective, you are doing the evil things in the eyes of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的提醒
，Brothers and sisters, this is a great warning.
如果我们花了这么多时间
，We're spending so much time.
然后我们花了这么多的努力
，We spend so much power, energy.
结果一摆到神的面前
，When we come before the Lord,
他说你里面没有东西
，And he says you have zero substance in you.
所以你做的一切都是
Whatever you are doing is evil before the eyes of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 有时候想想, 这个真的是很不划算, 这很可惜的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is so pitiful.
所以今天神要我们恢复的事情,
Brothers and sisters, what the Lord wants us to restore today,
就是启示录里面, 他那种大声的呼喊,
it's the crying out from the Lord's heart.
你要脱离不冷不热,
you need to be separated from the lukewarm condition.
对, 你要恢复到那个生命的活力,
you need to be restored to the power of life.
好好的跟世界有一个彻底的分别,
be separated from the world wholly.
然后你发现我们在主面前的这些的行动, 这些的聚会, 这些的服饰, 就开始越来越对了。
Then you will see all you're doing, you're just doing in the church will be right.
然后有一天我们到主的面前, 才可以说, 我们才能够说, 感谢主, 这些是, 行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
Then that day when you come before the Lord, you can truly say, I'm doing the right things before the eyes of the Lord.
所以我至少在读过之后, 我有这三方面的印象。
At least for the three impressions I got after reading this chapter.
弟兄姊妹, 神是为了救我们,
brothers and sisters, God wants to save us.
对,他不愿意我们去浪费时间,
God doesn't want us to waste our time.
他要我们在地上信了主,
He asked us after we believe in the Lord,
来花时间聚会,
spend time for meetings,
花时间读圣经祷告,
spend time reading your Bible.
他真的希望我们不至于空跑, 不至于浪费,
what God really wants, you are not doing everything in vain.
然后我刚才有念到每一个被责备的教会, 神都叫他们悔改。
I read just now, for all the churches, God rebuked them. God asked them to repent.
我们在这里念两处的圣经,
let's read two scriptures here.
马太福音第11章,
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第11章的15到17节,
15-17.
马太福音11章15到17, 有耳可听的就应当听, 我可用什么比这世代呢? 好像孩童坐在街市上, 招呼同伴说, 我们向你们吹笛, 你们不跳舞, 我们向你们举哀, 你们不捶胸。
He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We mourned to you and you did not lament.
这边主耶稣的意思就是说,
What Jesus meant here, you need to listen.
可是我用第一人称，就是主耶稣感觉好像你们听不见。
The Lord feels as if you are not able to hear.
听不见，没有反应。
You have no response and reaction.
好像吹了那个很高兴的一个曲调。
We play the joyful melody.
你也没反应。
You have no reaction.
碰到一个很哀伤的事情,
when you met some very sorrowful things,
也没有反应。
You don't have reaction.
所以这是主耶稣对今天我们这个世代的一个心中一个感叹。
This is the crying from the Lord regarding this generation.
我们再翻到, 比较少读的弥迦书,
let's go to the book of Micah.
弥迦书的第一章, 旧约圣经在约拿书的后面, 弥迦书第一章,
Micah chapter 1 after the book of Jonah.
弥迦书的第一章的一跟二节,
verse 1 and 2.
当犹大王约坦、亚哈斯、西西家在位的时候, 摩利沙人弥迦得耶华的默示, 论撒玛利亚和耶路撒冷, 万民啊, 你们都要听, 地和其上所有的也都要侧耳而听, 主耶华从他的圣殿, 要见证你们的不是。
The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Merathas in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, and the kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear, all you peoples, listen, O earth, and all that is in it. Let the Lord God be a witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple.
也就是说, 神借着先知要见证神百姓的问题。
God is using the prophets witnessing that against his people.
所以他在那边讲说, 你要听啊, 要侧耳而听。
And hear, all you people, give your eye, give your ears.
第八跟第九节
Verse 8 and 9.
第八跟第九节，先知说，因此我必大声哀嚎，赤脚露体而行，又要呼嚎如野狗，哀鸣如鸵鸟，因为撒玛利亚的伤痕无法医治，延及犹大和耶路撒冷我民的城门。
Therefore, I will wail and howl. I will go stripped and naked. I will make a wailing like the jackals and a mourning like the ostriches. For her wounds are incurable. For it has come to Judah. It has come to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个神所期盼人的第一个反应，就是他希望看见人要悔改。
So brothers and sisters, first, the expectation from the Lord regarding His people, and God is asking them to repent.
所以神对以弗所教会说，对，我要把你灯台挪去。
The Lord says to the church of Ephesus, I will remove your lampstand.
但是如果你悔改的话呢，就有机会不被挪去。
However, if you repent, you will have the opportunity to keep your lampstand.
所以我们刚刚看到一些堕落、失败的教会，神一再的告诉他们说，呼叫他们说，你们要悔改。
So we look at the churches of fallen, the failures, the Lord asking them to repent.
所以悔改是神恢复我们的一个开始，那个是一个关键。
So repentance is the beginning of the Lord to restore us.
所以我仍然记得以前常建弟兄讲过一句话。
I still remember what Brother Chang shared.
他说，今天的神的儿女们连悔改的能力都失去了。
Today, in this generation, the children of God is losing the ability to repent.
Yeah, 这个是一个叫神担忧伤痛的事情。
This breaks our God's heart.
所以当神用那个借着神的话语，借着先知，借着众弟兄们那个很大的一些呼喊。
God speaks and cried out through the prophets and brothers and sisters.
这边有巨大的问题。
There's a great problem here.
我见证你们的不是。
I witness against you.
啊，但是这些的话好像就这样子穿透过去，没有听见。
But these words just go in vain.
所以弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们要第一个，当我们读神的话的时候，我们要相信神的话。
So brothers and sisters, the first thing I feel when you read the word of God, believe it.
对，你相信说神正在点出我们的问题，你要相信。
And you really believe it that the Lord is pointing out your problems.
对，神不会随便乱讲的。
The Lord will just randomly speak something.
他里面讲的是一针见血，我们要相信。
The Lord pointed out your root problem.
对，当我们愿意相信神的话的时候，我觉得我们就开始比较能够听见。
When you are willing to believe, then you will hear.
对，我们说啊，神的话这样讲。
This is what the word of God says.
对，这是神的话，就我知道是神的话是对的。
This is the word of God, and I know this is right.
啊，我相信。
I believe it.
我相信，然后我就开始听见。
I believe it, then I can hear it.
我开始接受神的这个。神的这个警告
I start to receive the warning from the Lord.
然后当我们越听见的时候
The more you hear it,
你发现我们里面开始蒙光照
And your inner being start to be illuminated.
原来是神的一个呼喊
This is a crying out from the Lord.
但现在进到我们的心里面
And now it comes into my heart.
原来我是知道呀，我同意，我觉得的确是有问题。
Yes, I agree. I have some problems.
然后，但是，是的，主啊，我承认应该是有问题的。
Yes, Lord, I admit that there is problems in me.
然后我向你祷告。
I pray to you.
我的问题在哪里
？Where is my problem?
对，我真的有这些问题吗
？Do I really have this problem?
对，求主光照。
Please, Lord,
求主让我看见。
Let me see.
所以，当我们相信、听见的时候。我们让圣灵光照在我心里面。
So when you believe and when you see, you ask the Lord to review it in your heart.
然后当神光照的时候，突然看见，哇，原来我过去这么多年真的是不冷不热啊。
When the Lord illuminated you, then you can see I have been lukewarm for such a long time.
哦，突然苏醒过来。
Then I'm awakened.
对吧？我过去五年到底有什么祷告？主做事了呢
For the past 5 years, what prayer did the Lord answer me?
那一光照的时候，哇！我现在还在一直在想我的学业，我一直不没有错，我们要做学业，但是我一直还是把学业当成我的主，
When the Lord illuminated me, I finally realized that all my focus, all my priority is my study.
我还在把我的事业，把我的那个金钱马门当成我的主。
And the career path and mammon is my priority.
对，我里面突然好像光照苏醒过来。
From within, I'm illuminated and I wake up.
对，主的话真的是如此。
And the word of God, it is real.
对，主的话真的是对我心中讲的。
And the word of God speaks into my heart.
对，他真的是要挽回我。
And the Lord is want to recover me.
他点出我的问题是为了救我。
I point out my problem is to save me.
所以当我们真里面真的蒙光照的时候
When you're from within, you're illuminated.
然后我们里面就开始有一个对的反应
Then you start to have a right reaction response.
那个反应就是悔改
And that response is repent.
因为神的话已经像一个两刃利剑已经扎到我们心里面
Because the word of God is as a double-edged sword cut into your heart.
然后主啊我就告诉主说主啊我真的想要悔改
Then I tell the Lord, Lord, I truly want to repent.
不是别人跟我讲什么东西要悔改。
It's not that some other people just tell me repent.
是我来到主的面前，我里面真心的感受我有这个问题，所以我要悔改。
It's when I come before the Lord, I truly see my problems, I willingly want to repent.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果今天我们先后悔，就是悔改。
So brothers and sisters, if you repent today,
换句话说，如果我们今天先哀哭切齿
，So in another word, if today you repent and be gnashing of your teeth,
但是感谢主
，We thank the Lord.
今天先哀哭切齿
，Today if you're weeping and gnashing of your teeth,
很有可能到了那天见主的时候，我们就不需要哀哭切齿。
Possibly when that day comes when you see the Lord, you don't need to be weeping and gnashing of your teeth.
如果今天已经生发了一个忧伤痛悔的心
so if today you have a broken heart, you want to repent.
这个就是主把我们带回到得胜的道路上的那个开头的关键。
This is the key of the beginning of for the Lord to bring us back to the way of overcoming.
是的，每个教会神都呼召他们要得胜。
Yes, for every church, the God is calling them to overcome.
对，那是得胜的路，一直到终点。
This is the way of overcoming all the way till the end.
但是神也提供了每一个教会那个得胜的回到得胜路的那个方法。
But God is also providing the way for every individual church to come back to the way of overcome.
就是你要先蒙光照，然后有真实的悔改和回转。
That is to say the first, and be honest, be real, and be illuminated, and repent.
好像我们有机会到了见主的那天，不至于被丢在黑暗。
So that we could have opportunity when we see the Lord, we're not casting into darkness.
所以当我们在读那个，我刚读了一点弥迦书。
So we just read the scriptures in the book of Micah.
啊，许多的先知他们承受主的那个托付，对神的百姓发出警告。
Many prophets, when they're entrusted by God, and they gave the warnings to God's people.
我请先记得哈，里面所有的责备和警告其实都是正面的。
Please remember that for all the warnings and all the crying, it's for the positive.
对，听的时候心中。难受不舒服。
Yes, when you are hearing that, you don't feel good.
但他那个目的，他这个里面所有的目的，都是为着把我们引到对的路上。
But the only goal and the purpose is to bring you back to the right way.
真正的能够认识到什么是从神来得的祝福。
And you can truly know what is the real blessing from God.
不过在那个弥迦的时代
，But in the generation of Micah,
对，虽然有好的王
，And even there are good kings.
也有坏的王
They're bad kings.
然后在那个坏的王当中那个以色列北国灭亡了
For the bad kings for the northern kingdom of Israel destroyed
就在弥迦的时代
It's in the generation of Micah
对犹大国还在
The Judah is still there
那北国在那个时代灭亡了
The northern kingdom was destroyed
所以你可以想象那个先知的负担有多么的重
So you can imagine the burden of the prophets, how heavy it is.
就算是对犹大国来讲你看看北国的光景
Even for the people in Judah, look at the condition in the northern kingdom.
你整个情形是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事
And all your spiritual condition, you are doing the evil things in the eyes of the Lord.
神宁愿把他整个 连根拔起。
The Lord is even want to root it out.
就像灯台被挪去一样。
It's like the lampstand being removed.
所以你家里面有一个很重的负担，又很大的警告。
So God, so Micah has the great burden and warning.
但是听不见。
But people can't hear it.
所以听不见的时候，那个神就要先知说，你要大声哀嚎。
When people can't hear it, God asked the prophets to cry out.
你要让人有点注意到你。
To let people to pay attention.
你赤脚露体。
To be naked and stripped.
然后在那个路上大声的喊。
And walk on the road and crying out loudly.
喊的时候跟那个声音跟野狗一样。
When he was crying out, the voice is like the jackal.
然后哀鸣的时候像鸵鸟一样。
The mourning is like the voice of ostrich.
弟兄姊妹，野狗跟鸵鸟的声音是很难听的。
Brothers and sisters, the voice of jackals and the ostrich, their voice are very terribly sounding.
对，为什么神要先知做这么奇怪的事情？
Why does God to ask the prophets to do the strange thing?
因为听不见。
Because people can't hear it.
所以神已经要先知尽他的该有，就是应该说尽他最大的能力，最大的能够做的事情，希望有一些人能够听见一些。
So God asked the prophets to do whatever he can to try his best so that people can hear it.
所以这些虽然不好听好，但是他是为了唤醒神百姓，把神百姓唤醒。
Even the voice doesn't sound good, but the Lord's purpose is to restore his people.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这个七个教会里面，神每一个教会都在呼召得胜。
Brothers and sisters, for all the churches in the Revelation, God is calling for overcomers.
连续呼召七次。
And seven consecutive times.
我们应该有感觉。
We need to have a sense.
这个是神心中的一个负担。
This is the burden in our God's heart.
他用很大的呼喊，用很严肃的声音连喊了七次。
God cried out loudly for seven times.
这是神心中一个最大的负担。
This is the greatest burden in the heart of our God.
所以我们的主点出人的问题。
God pointed out people's problems.
也引导人要怎么从问题当中出来。
And God also guide us to be delivered out of our problems.
主也把盼望和那个目标摆在我们的面前。
And God set the hope and goal before us.
今天就看我们愿不愿意答应神的呼召，愿不愿意回转悔改，往这个得胜路上走。
And today the problem is, are you willing to repent and come back to the Lord and go on the way of overcoming?
然后最后一个部分，我想要来看一下哥林多前书第十三章。
The very last, let's look at First Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章，我们念一到八节。
From verse 1 all the way to verse 8.
哥林多前书十三章一到八。我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无异。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。先知讲道之能，终必归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止；知识也终必归于无有。
Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but I have not love, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I gave my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. bear all things, believe all things, and hope all things, endure all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away.
弟兄姊妹，他在这边我们所念的跟那个以弗所教会的书信很像。
Brothers and sisters, what we're reading here is very similar to the letter to Ephesus.
也就是说哥林多的弟兄姊妹有很多的恩赐跟口才。
Brothers and sisters in Corinth, they have spiritual gifts and eloquence.
在外表来讲哇他们可能是比我们认识圣经还更好。
From the outward, they know the Bible even more than us.
但是神的意思是说这边的意思是说你们里面那个起初的爱已经失去了。
But God is saying here that your first love is gone.
所以会有一个现象。
So there will be a phenomena, manifestation.
叫做鸣的锣响的拔。
It's a sounding brass and the clanging cymbal.
对。什么叫做鸣的锣响的拔呢
?What is called sounding brass and the clanging cymbal?
就是这些乐器哈它只发出一个空空空那个 就真的是空空空就一个很空洞的声音。
For all the musical instruments, all the sound they played is 空空空 and just empty.
然后在这个空洞的声音的里面呢你没有那个实质的生命也没有圣灵的膏油。
And in this empty voice, there is no the life substance and no anointing from the Holy Spirit.
也就是说哈弟兄姊妹要很注意就我们在查经聚会可能更多是查经聚会里面有一些的交通。
So brother and sister, pay attention in our Bible study meeting.
也包含了我们在这边公开的祷告。
And including all our prayers publicly.
很有可能就是鸣的锣响的拔。
Very possibly, your prayers and Bible study is the sounding brass and the clanging cymbals.
可能讲的话语都是非常准确。
And maybe your wording is pretty accurate.
甚至听起来都还挺属灵的。
And your wording sounds very spiritual.
但是里面那个生命的实质已经失去了。
But the real life substance is gone.
弟兄姊妹，可能你自己讲的时候你不知道。
Brother and sister, maybe you are sharing, you don't know yourself.
可是可能很多亲的弟兄姊妹他们是知道的。
For other people who are listening, they know about it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天讲这个话语，并不是说以后大家查经聚会都不交通了。
Brother and sister, what I'm sharing today is not to make you just sit there silent, not sharing.
对，反正我有弟兄说我讲话就是鸣的锣响的拔。
Because Brother Benjamin said my sharing is sounding brass and clanging cymbal.
不是这个意思哈。
I'm not saying that.
就我们要注意说，当我在准备的时候
，I need to pay attention while I'm preparing.
我是否真心的好好来到主的面前，知道这是我的得着。知道这是主对我的话。
Do I wholeheartedly come before the Lord and I know from within, this is the word from my God, this is my gain from the Lord.
对，有时候我不太清楚我是不是鸣的锣响的拔。
You know, sometimes I'm not sure if I'm a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
哎，我就接受弟兄姊妹的更正。
I receive the correction from brothers and sisters.
对，我接受更正，就是我也不愿意停留在空空空的一个情况啊。
I want to accept the corrections. I don't want to stay in the condition of being an empty shell.
接受劝勉。
I receive the exhortation.
我们好好的跟主说，主啊，我愿意越过有一点点生命的东西能够供应人。
And honestly, I tell the Lord, Lord, I want to gradually, I can have the life to supply other people.
所以也就是说，在哥林多前书十三章，他的意思是，整个部分、整个服事、整个聚会的那根基是起初的爱。
So the foundation here in the first Corinthians chapter 3 for the meeting is love, the first love.
对，恩赐是需要的。
We need spiritual gifts.
但恩赐会过去。
But spiritual gifts will pass.
对，先知讲道也是需要的。
The prophecies is needed.
但这些会过去。
But it will pass.
但有一件事情我们一定绝对不能失去。
But there is one thing you cannot lose it.
就是那个对神起初的爱。
It's the first love towards our God.
所以他这边的意思就是啊，如果我们在爱的路上越来是走错路的话
So here I say, if you're going astray from the way of love,
我们这个人就越来越是鸣的锣响的拔。
And you as a person are becoming more and more like a sounding brass and a clanging cymbal.
所以我们千万要谨慎。
So we need to be very careful.
不要像以弗所教会或哥林多教会。
Do not be like the church of Ephesus and Corinthians.
被一些的外表的工作跟样子、口才、交通蒙蔽了。
We're blinded by the outward appearance and the sharing and the images.
所以在这边我们先问一个问题，也问一个问题。
So first, let's ask a question.
到底什么是爱主？
What is really called loving the Lord?
所以当神说要恢复起初的爱的时候，那到底什么是起初的爱？
When the Lord cries out to repent and restore your first love, what is the first love?
通常我们想到爱主的时候，我们会很可能第一个想到我要好好亲近主。
Very often when we think about loving the Lord, what comes first into our mind is drawing near to the Lord.
对，常常跟主祷告说话。
And pray to the Lord, talk to the Lord.
然后我的心要给主。
And my heart, give my heart to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这还是对的。
Brothers and sisters,
这还是对的。
These are all right.
不过保罗在这边哈，他希望我们还有哥林多的弟兄姊妹对爱有更深刻真实的认识。
But what Paul is asking here, he wants us to have a deeper understanding of love.
所以他就把一些情况把它列出来。
So he listed a few conditions here.
那列出来的意思是说，我在这些情形里面，我有没有缺欠
？So that is to say, in all these conditions, do you lack something?
甚至我可以这样说哈，当我们每个人里面都有肉体
，And I can say this, we all have flesh, you know.
我们这些肉体的天性哈，可能每一个都有问题。
And our nature, our flesh, we all have problems.
但是当这些情形在我们里面出现的时候，表示我这个人已经失去了起初的爱。
But when all these conditions, wrong conditions are arising, it means you are losing your first love.
我在当中只举，我就举几个例子。
I'll just give a few examples here.
它里面有一句是说，爱是不嫉妒。
So, one says, love does not envy.
Okay, 对，爱是不嫉妒。
Love does not envy.
我们人的天性好，就是看不得别人好。
Our human nature, we can't see other people being good.
有人，哎呀，他的工作比较有发展，赚钱比我多。
And other people, they have a higher salary, they have better career path.
有的人的小孩，他比我小孩优秀。
And other people's children are just better than my children.
里面有嫉妒。
And have jealous and envy in his.
然后有时候在神的家里面。
In God's house.
哎呀，这个弟兄好像。比较能够会说话分享。
And this brother, and he seems like to have a eloquence.
然后这个弟兄可以带诗歌。
And he can lead the singing.
或是那个姊妹，哎呀，她传福音就有人信主。
And that sister, when she shared the gospel, people believe in the Lord.
心中暗暗的有这些嫉妒。
I have the envy and jealous, feel bitter hearted.
所以弟兄姊妹，当人心中有这些情形的时候，
So brother and sister, when you have this condition in your heart,
就表示这个人已经失去了那个起初的爱。
It means this person is losing his first love.
我自己个人的学习。
My own learning from the Lord.
我老实承认说，你说要百分之百没有嫉妒是很难很难的。
If I be totally honest, it's very hard and impossible to be 100% clear from envy.
但是我们是在十字架的学习当中学习爱主能够不嫉妒。
But we're learning and bearing the cross to learn not to envy.
对，我常常对着主我是这样去想。
And many times I toward the Lord.
我说主啊，只要是对你的家有益处的。
I tell the Lord, as long as it is good for your house.
只要你的家能够得建立。
As long as your house can be built.
对，你可以用这个弟兄。
You can use this brother.
对，你可以用那个姊妹。
You can use that sister.
只要你能够用这些弟兄姊妹，让神的家得建立，我心中就愿意跟你一同欢喜。
As long as you can use the brothers and sisters to build your own house, I joyfully follow you.
然后我就为着这位弟兄，为着这位姊妹来感谢主。
And I thank the Lord for this brother and for that sister.
那如果主可以的话
，If possible,
然后主也照着我有的那一点点那一份呢。也能够在当中能够在神的家建立当中也能够有份。
If possible, the Lord can also use me according to my own part to establish the house of God.
对，爱是不嫉妒。
Love does not envy.
然后这边有另外一个是 爱是不自夸不张狂。
Love does not, it's not puffed up, not parade itself.
OK, 就是第四节后面，爱是不自夸不张狂。
Not parade itself, it's not puffed up.
这边我讲，我用两句话来讲一下。
I use two sentences to illustrate.
一个叫做显扬自己。
One is called to show off yourself.
一个叫做轻看弟兄。
One is called, look down upon brothers.
这叫自夸跟张狂。
This is called parading yourself. And
什么叫做显扬自己呢？
What is to show off yourself?
就是有时候不是那么 show off, 就是有时候就是我希望别人多多的认可我，看重我。
Sometimes it's not very obvious you're showing yourself, but in your heart, you want acknowledgement from other people.
对，我不能够被看扁了。
I cannot be looked down upon.
我仍然在人的眼光里面，弟兄姊妹的眼中，年长弟兄的眼中，我还是有一点属灵的东西的。
In other people's eyes, in brothers and sisters' eyes, in the elder brothers' eyes, I still have something.
对，我还是做一些工，我还是很劳苦的在做一些工作的，有表现的。
I still do some labor, and you can see it.
那更好的是，我可以带有人信主，可以证明我还是有东西的。
And what's even better, I can just make some friends to believe in the Lord. I can show I have something.
这个叫做显扬自己。
This is called parading yourself.
然后还有一种叫做轻看弟兄。
And another condition is look down upon brothers.
对，弟兄姊妹。你可能没有这种感觉。
Brother and sister, maybe you don't have the sense.
但在不知不觉当中，有可能有这些情况。
And very unconsciously, you have this condition.
哎呀，这个带查经的弟兄，可能讲的没有很好啊。
This brother in the Bible study group is leading it. It doesn't explain very well.
搞不好我来讲这些东西，我还讲得更清楚呢。
Maybe you want me to share be the leader. I can do it better.
对，那个弟兄。我觉得我没有觉得他怎么太强太属灵吧。
I don't feel that brother and he's someone, he's anyone.
所以有时候跟别人说，哎，这个那个弟兄其实也没有特别怎么样，你不用听他的。
So I privately tell someone that brother, don't listen to him.
弟兄姊妹，这叫轻看弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, this is called looking down upon brothers.
你要小心，我们要小心啊。
Be very careful.
这个叫做魔鬼的路。
This is the way of the evil one.
我们已经把自己抬高。
We're lifting ourselves up.
你抬高的时候把别人降低。
When you lift yourself up and you look down upon other people.
你在不知不觉很可怕的已经在走魔鬼升高自己的路。
Unconsciously, you're walking on the way of the devil to lift up yourself.
还有一个是爱是不求自己的不求自己的益处。
Love,
第五节中间不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own.
Okay, yeah, 不求自己的益处。
Does not seek its own.
我在早年的时候读到初信造就的一篇叫做聚会。
In my early times, I read from the basic learning of Christians and regarding the topic of gathering.
对，不知为何里面引用圣经的一句话就深深的印在我的心里面。
I don't know why, one verse from the Bible left a great impression in myself.
他的意思是说，你来到聚会呢，凡事都应当造就别人。
What it means when you come to the meeting, for everything you do is for the edifying of others.
哦，那时候我就才初信嘛。
I just believe in the Lord.
我觉得还是比较单纯的。
I had a very simple heart.
我就想说，哦，是我来到聚会当中不是为着我自己。
So I agree that when I come to the meeting, it's not for myself.
对，来到聚会就应该希望弟兄姊妹得造就。
And I'm supposed to hope others be edified.
得益处。
And to gain and to have profit.
当时我也不懂。
And that time I didn't quite understand it.
我又没有在查经，没有在聚会，没有讲到。什么都没有，我怎么造就别人
？I was not leading the group. I was not preaching. I was not being the leader. What can I do?
对，我只有在擘饼聚会的时候有一点点祷告就是了。
I can only pray a prayer before the breaking and bread meeting.
但不管这些，我只知道说， 是希望弟兄姊妹得造就。
Regardless of all that, I know I want the brothers and sisters to be edified.
弟兄姊妹，我们人一个很大的一个问题就是自我为中心。
Brothers and sisters, a great problem of us is self-centeredness.
对，很多时候是为着我。
And very often it's for myself.
为着我的益处。
It's for my own profit.
有问题的时候都是别人的问题，都不是我的问题。
When problems arise, it's all other people's problems, not my problems.
如果我们里面一直只看重自己，要自己所要的话。
If you keep doing this and focus on yourself, just wanting what you want.
你就变成鸣得锣响的靶。
You're becoming like the sounding brass and the clanging cymbal.
我想允许我这样说，就我们弟兄 Andrew 来这里聚会。
Allow me to say this. Our brother Andrew came to the meeting.
对，身上带着癌症。
He had cancer.
对，不仅如此，还有各样的这些身体上的软弱。
Not only so, and many various of weakness in his body.
如果是你，如果是我。你会想来吗？
If it were you or me, do I or you want to come?
如果我来的话，我会有刚强的话语吗？
If I come to the meeting, do I have the strong words and boldness from the Lord?
我这个我身体已经很虚弱了。
My body is weak.
我可以为着我的益处，我在家休息吧。
I can just rest at home for my own sake.
或是勉强来聚会，我也是。休息吧。
Or I just come to the meeting, I rest in the meeting.
为什么还要交通呢？
Why do I want to even share?
对，弟兄姊妹，我们不明白什么是爱啊。
Brothers and sisters, we don't know what is love.
平常没事的时候大家都很好。
When nothing happened, we're all very good together.
有事情发生在你身上的时候，你才知道没有爱。
When things happen in you and you start to know you don't have love.
有事情发生我身体软弱的时候，我只想到我自己。
When you are physically ill and you only care about yourself.
对，我们根本不懂什么是爱。
You don't even understand what is love.
对，但弟兄姊妹，当一个人愿意不求自己益处的时候。
So brother and sister, when a person is not willing to seek his own.
神是知道的。
God knows.
神是知道的。
God knows.
对，这个人不会变成鸣的那个鸣得锣响的靶。
And this person will not become sounding brass and clanging cymbal.
他自己可能没有去想这些事情。
Maybe this person he doesn't always think about this.
但是因为里面有神的爱。
However, there is love of God in him.
他就产生有生命的供应。
It produced the supply of life.
然后再一个就是第五节后面不轻易发怒不计算人的恶。
The latter part of verse 5 is not provoked, thinks no evil.
对，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
It's not provoked, thinks no evil.
对，弟兄姊妹，你有没有曾经对教会的弟兄姊妹，或是整个聚会，你的心中有怒气？
Brother and sister, have you ever been angry towards individuals in the church or towards the church meeting?
对，有时候你有个观念说观念啊，这个做的不对。
You have a mindset that this is done wrongly.
对，可能这个做的不对，并不是教会在犯罪，可能也不是犯罪。
This is maybe it's not a sin when this is done wrong.
但我就是不同意。
But I just disagree with it.
我觉得那样做比较好。
I feel doing that way is better.
然后对那个弟兄或那个姊妹，我觉得你这样子讲话，这样子做法比较好。
I hold a feeling for that brother and sister doing in this way is better.
啊，我里面不满意。
I feel dissatisfied.
然后不满意里面带着怒气。
And I have anger in my heart.
然后带着埋怨。
I have the murmuring, complaining in my heart.
然后开始对人心中有结，有疙瘩。
And we're not reconciled with each other.
弟兄姊妹，你小心，我们要小心。
Brother and sister, be very careful.
我们可以可能有一些想法可以交通。
You know, when we have some ideas and thoughts, we can fellowship.
对，当你那个怒气在你心中发起来的时候。
When you are filled with anger in your heart.
你那个埋怨那对人的那个疙瘩发起来的时候。
When you're complaining or murmuring, it just burst up.
对，弟兄姊妹，那已经失去了起初的爱。
You are losing your first love.
对，有的时候有的弟兄姊妹说弟兄姊妹可能没有重生哦。
Brother and sister, sometimes when some brothers said you are not born again, very possibly.
你有什么好生气的?
Why you're getting so angry about it?
可能你还是重生。
Maybe you are born again.
但是那个生命的表现, 生命的发表, 跟没有重生很像。
But your life manifestation it's almost the same as the unborn again people.
没什么好生气的。
Why you're getting angry?
重点是我要不要在主面前有生命。
The key is, are you willing to have the real life in you?
有生命的发表。
To have the manifestation of life.
我信主30年。
I believe in the Lord for 30 years already.
有人说，这个马弟兄，你离那个得胜的情况实在太远了。
Some people told me that, Brother Ma, you are so far away from the condition of overcoming.
我第一个反应，真的吗？ 30年了。
My first reaction is that real? 30 years?
这没什么好生气。
Nothing to be angry about.
因为我想要走在对的路上啊。
I want to walk on the right way.
有什么好生气的?
Why am I getting angry?
我来到主的面前是主啊，我现在可能还有一段距离。
I come before the Lord. Yes, I still have a long distance.
对，感谢主有提醒。
But I thank the Lord there is warning.
所以这是主的恩典啊。
This is the grace from the Lord.
所以我愿意回转，回改，我要往得胜的路走啊。
I'm willing to return and return to the way of overcoming.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们里面有怒气，一直在想别人的不对，埋怨别人的一个各样状况，我们已经失去起初的爱了。
So brother and sister, when you're filled with anger and all the day you're thinking about other people's faults, you're losing your first love.
然后变成您的罗想的法。
You're becoming a sounding brass and a cleansing symbol.
所以我希望我刚才借着哥林多前书13章。 讲到要恢复起初的爱。
So I'm hoping when we're sharing the 1 Corinthians chapter 3 to restore the first law.
我也觉得保罗他把那个一条条列出来。
I also feel Brother Paul list one by one.
也希望唤醒哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
And he's hoping to wake up the brothers and sisters in Corinth.
因为哥林多弟兄姊妹们太有口才，太有才干了。
Because the brothers and sisters in Corinth, they have filled with spiritual gifts and eloquence.
然后保罗就在这边一个一个写，你有爱吗？你有爱吗？你有爱吗？
And Paul was asking, do you have love? Do you have love? Do you have love?
对，你如果这些都没有的话，你已经是你的罗想的拔了。
If you don't have all these things listed, you are becoming a sounding brass and a cleansing symbol.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要有个，这是真的，要一个很深的提醒。
Brother and sister, we need to have the warning within.
我们一定要有真的东西。
We have to have the real thing.
我上次讲到 2025年可能是一个关键的时刻。
Last time I shared 2025 can be a critical moment.
我真的是这个意思。
I do mean that.
所以有的弟兄姊妹，你目前可能会经历一些人生当中很大的事情。
Brother and sister, maybe some of you are encountering some big issues in your life.
或是说并没有说很大的事情。
Maybe not that big.
但是不管如何哈。 我觉得在我们属灵的前途上面，现在是一个很关键的时刻。
But no matter what, it is very critical time for your spiritual journey.
因为有可能在这个分界点的时候呢，有人可以往上，有人可能往下坠。
Very possibly at the borderline, some people will rise up, some people will fall.
往上，感谢主，我们可以回头。
If you can repent and return, we thank the Lord.
我怕我们如果一直往下坠的话。 可能往后5年10年都是如此，这是我担心的。
But I'm afraid if you keep falling down in the following 5 and 10 years, it will be continuous.
所以，但是弟兄姊妹，我能够传递这个感觉跟负担。
Brother and sister, I hope I can convey this burden in my heart.
对，我们要抓住这个蛮关键的时刻。
You need to lay hold of this critical moment.
我要往上。
I need to rise up.
我不要往下。
I don't want to fall.
然后在那个以弗所教会。 这些得胜的弟兄姊妹们，
in the brothers and sisters in the church of Ephesus,
啊，他有一个奖赏，
there is the reward,
就是把那个神乐园中生命树的果子赐给你们吃，
the fruit of the tree of life in the paradise of God is given to you.
哇，这个好像把我们带到 创世纪的起初。
This brings us all the way back to Genesis.
对，最起初的时候，神不是说你要吃生命树的果子吗？
In the very beginning, God asked us to eat the tree of life.
然后这些以弗所的弟兄姊妹失去了起初的爱。
The brothers and sisters in Ephesus, they lost their first love.
但当中有悔改，有得胜的。
But there are still some overcomers.
他把那个起初的爱恢复过来。
They restored the first love.
然后你就发现，这些人呢，开始结出生命的果子。
And you see those people that started to bear the fruit of life.
过去做了好多劳苦的事情。
In the past, I labored so much.
竟然都没有生命的果子。
There's even zero fruit of life.
但现在得胜了。
But now I overcome.
啊，他们就可能看起来做同样的事情。
Maybe they're still doing the same thing from the outward.
在里面结出生命的果子。
But in the inward, they bear the fruit of life.
神就说，既然你们回到起初。
And God says, now you return to the beginning.
我心中欢喜。
I'm joyful in my heart.
我照着我最起初的旨意，要人吃生命树的果子。
Just regarding my original purpose, letting people to eat the fruit of life.
我现在就给你们这些得胜的人一个奖赏，就是你们得着生命的果子。
Now I give you all the overcomers, give you the fruit of life as a reward.
所以愿主我们彼此鼓励。
So may we all encourage one another.
我们愿意往得胜的路上走。
We want to go back to the way of overcome.
真正有生命的果子在我们当中结出来。
And truly we can bear the fruit of life.
对，正愿主真的好在我们身上使用这个2025年的时间。
May the Lord truly use the time in 2025.
对，许多弟兄姊妹一个一个的看悔改，一个看见悔改。并且往得胜的路上走。
Many brothers, you repent and come back to the way of overcoming.
好，我想我们今天就交通到这里。
I'll stop my sharing here.
有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们怀着感恩的心。
Lord, we have a thankful heart before you.
主啊，你有许多的呼喊。
Lord, you have so many cries.
主啊，愿我们每一个都有能听的耳朵。
Lord, may we every individual one of us have an ear to hear.
听见你的声音。
We hear your voice.
接受你的负担。
And we accept your burden.
回转。好好回转归向你。
And we return, we repent and come back to you.
主啊，我们愿我们每一个主啊都走在得胜的路上。
Lord, may we all walk on the way of overcoming.
虽然不容易。
Even it's difficult.
但是我们谦卑俯伏来到你的面前。
Lord, but we humble ourselves and come before you.
既然是你的旨意。
Lord, if this is your promise, your will.
就求主赐下够用的恩典引导我们往前。
And Lord, your grace is sufficient. You will guide us all the way.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.